But it's good to have him here, doesn't it? And I knew that. Insurance update.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I understand that there has been some discussions around the need for a report to come to Audit Committee with regard to our insurance arrangements with the Guinea contracts. I just wanted to report that we were able to, within the timescale, get a report to the committee for discussion. And it was felt there was probably a need for some further discussion between yourself and various others in order to construct a report that is helpful to the committee. I understand that that meeting is currently being arranged, so we would like to bring a report to you at the next meeting if that's acceptable to you.
And that meeting will be with myself, Councillor Smitten, and
Justin.
And now she's gone, Helen Marsden suggests a section 151 officer as well. We can blame her for a lot for the next 6 months.
If I could comment, Chair, the reason this came forward is because there is a proposal to substantially increase the insurances. Most of our contractors commonly have £5 or £10 million worth of insurance, and the council has been suggesting that this may need to be as high as £50 million. That's a very substantial increase. The reason why I felt it was appropriate that the report should come to this committee is because obviously there'll be an impact upon our contractors, those people who are working for us, and therefore that cost is likely then to be passed on to the council in the goods and services and contracts that we buy. So whilst I'm not disagreeing that we may need to go to that level, I think it's important that this committee has a report, as it's responsible both for assessing the overall risks of what we do in financial terms and the financial impact on this authority of any change to our proposals. It's quite a complicated subject, and that is why, as Claire suggested, it really needs time to be considered and come forward. I've asked if in the meantime our insurance requirements remain at the current levels because of the financial implications on those that work for us if we can actually increase them. As yet, I don't think any of us have got an idea as to what that should be, but it reflects the risk that the insurance industry is saying has to be covered in the light of a number of very substantial personal payments to people which run into millions and millions of pounds individually, and that's why it's something that we need to address.
Do you have any comments to add to that?
No, Chairman, other than absolutely agree with Councillor Hutchinson's kind of view around that, it is a balancing act between risk and the impact on council's finances. And I guess that does need to be fully understood and an appropriate judgment made as to the levels at which we operate.
Councillor Barry.
Recently, the public liability that the council requires to close roads went from 5 million to 10 million. And all these little groups on our island, the gutters, fairs, street fairs, musical evenings, carnivals, that jumping alone makes quite a difference when it comes to violent public liabilities insurance to put these things on. You're going to suddenly jump that from 10 million to 50 million. I think you ought to bear in mind the damage and the cost that would be to these little groups that might change all of our sons completely. Because some groups couldn't afford out the church fight and things like that, they wouldn't be, it would current person. And I think certainly we've got to take that into consideration when we decide to judge from the 10 million to 50 million.
I think we all understand that, and some small businesses, the jobs they do won't even cover the costs. Right. If we're finished, then we just need to note that verbal update. We don't need to vote on that.
Just note it if everyone's in agreement.
Okay. Right. Following that,